The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 11th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of His causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, or Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc., according to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord.
So, this is the exchange of love between the Lord and the devotee. It is not Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His Master, the Supreme, but we may not calculate the Master and the Supreme by our material experience. Just like in our material experience, we see the master is always master and the servant is always servant. But in the spiritual world, sometimes the master is the servant also. This is called absolute, absolute world. Here there is distinction between master and servant. But in the spiritual world, there is no such distinction. Sometimes the servant is rendering service to the Lord, and sometimes the Lord is serving to the master. Just like Krishna, when he was playing with his friends, so there are sporting, and in the sporting there is defeat and victory. So if some of the friends would become victorious, then the challenge was that one who will be defeated, the victorious person will ride on his shoulder. That was the challenge. So when Krishna became defeated, the other boys, they rose up and got up on the shoulder of Krishna. And Krishna had to carry them. So, although Krishna is master, but he became a servant. Just like Krishna, when he was playing as a child of Mother Yashoda, so he was threatened with stick. Krishna, if you become again very naughty, then see the stick. So Krishna used to cry. There are very nice verses in the Kunti's prayer. The whole universe is afraid of Krishna, and Krishna is afraid by the stick of Mother Yashoda. Just see. This is Krishna. This is spiritual world. When Krishna was a little boy playing, Nanda Maharaj, the father of Krishna, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, their foster father and mother, real mother, father is Vasudeva and Devaki. So, Nanda Maharaj came within the house and saw little Krishna. Yes, he was playing. Nanda Maharaj challenged Yashoda Mai, "Your Krishna can do something, work?" "Oh yes, why not? He can do anything." Immediately, Nanda Yashoda Mata, Mother Yashoda, ordered Krishna, just carry the wooden slipper of your father and go there. Krishna immediately took the slipper on his head and brought it to Maharaj Nanda. Then Nanda Maharaj said, "Oh, your Krishna is very good. Come on, come on." These are the childhood pastimes of Krishna was enjoyed by the foster father and mother. Therefore, all these sages were surprised that what pious activities these mother Yashoda did, that Krishna is completely under her control. Completely. The supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. There is no controller of Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Govindam Adi Purusham, he is the original person. So who can be his father and mother? He is the father of everyone, the Supreme Father. Sarvajonishu Kauntiya Sambhavanti Murtaya. Krishna says, in all species of life, as many forms are there, I am the seed-giving father of all of them. So, nobody can be Krishna's father. Nobody can be controller of Krishna. Nobody can be master of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme. Matta parataram nanya. Nobody is superior than me. But he accepts inferior position out of love. If you love Krishna, the Mayavadi philosophers, they are very much eager to become one with Krishna, merge into the existence of Krishna. That is their perfection. And Vaishnava philosophy is, what is there? Becoming one with Krishna. We want to become father of Krishna. This is Krishna philosophy. Why I shall be one with my son? We want to become master of Krishna. There's the gopis. Gopis were addressing Krishna with very slanting language. But Krishna enjoyed that. That is service to Krishna. Krishna, everyone worships Krishna as the supreme. So sometimes Krishna has become disgusted that everyone is coming simply offering me respectful obeisances. Nobody comes to chastise me. So who can chastise Krishna? His devotee. Therefore a devotee who comes to the position of chastising Krishna is more liked by Krishna. That is Krishna's position. So here about the Pandavas, it is described that Krishna accepted Sarathyam. Krishna's another name is Partha Sarathi. Partha. Arjuna's name is Partha. Partha means the son of Pritha. Kunti's another name is Pritha. Kunti's father's name was Prithu. So, Kunti's name was Pritha, therefore Arjuna's name was Partha. And because Krishna served as the chariot driver of Krishna, his another name is Partha Sarathi. So it is a fact that God has no name. Sometimes some philosopher says that God has no name. That is fact. But why God has so many names? These names are calculated according to his pastime. Just like Krishna is known as Devaki Nandan. Because he appeared as the son of Devaki, therefore his name is Devaki Nandan. By the action, Krishna is known as Yashodananda. Because Krishna acted as the son of Mother Yashoda, his name is Yashodananda. Krishna's name is Radharaman. Because Krishna enjoyed with Radharani, therefore his name is Radharaman. Krishna's name is Govinda. Because he gave pleasure even to the cows, therefore his name is Govinda. Or Krishna gives pleasure to every sense, therefore his name is Govinda. There are so many thousands and millions of names of Krishna. Actually, his name is calculated in relationship with devotee. That is Krishna's name. And there are devotees in all fields of life, amongst human beings, among demigods, among plants, among trees, among animals, among insects, everywhere, Krishna has God's relationship. So, therefore, the supreme name of the Lord is Krishna. Krishna means all attract. That is the meaning. Please sit down, proper. Krishna's name is, this is the supreme name, Krishna, all attract. He can attract everyone. So this statement that God has no name, that is fact. But he has got his name in relationship with his activities with devotees. Krishna what? As Sarathi, as it is stated here, Sarathyam, he acted as a chariot driver of Arjuna, therefore Krishna's name is Partha Sarathi. So Krishna did all these things. He acted as a chariot driver, he acted as the president of the assembly, not that he is eternally chariot driver. Eternally, servant is the human being or the living entities. Eternally, master, that is there. In Vaikuntha, in the spiritual world, there is equality with God and the living entities. They enjoy an equal level. But everyone knows that here is the supreme. That is spiritual world. When Krishna drives the chariot, Arjuna does not forget that he is my chariot driver. He knows that Krishna is the supreme. But he is so kind, he has accepted the post of my chariot driver. This is spiritual sense. And sometimes, by the influence of Jogmaya, Krishna also forgets that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotee also forgets that he is eternal servant of Krishna. That is the action of Jogmaya. So, this Krishna consciousness moment, there are so many things to learn. And when practically one learns everything, not everything, as far as possible, perfection, then his position is janma karma me dibbam jo janati tattva. Anyone who learns about Krishna, he is janma, he has no father, but he is accepting a father. Therefore janma. Janma means birth. When there is birth, there must be father and mother. So, when Krishna takes his birth, appears as a son, So there must be father and mother. But who can be his father and mother? His devotee. Because his business is with the devotees. With no other else. When he wants father and mother, the devotee must be father. Even when he wants some enemy, the devotee will become his enemy. What is spirit of father? Therefore, he is all attractive. He is as much attractive to his father and mother, similarly, he is attractive to the small calf. You have seen the picture, Krishna's embracing. Krishna is not simply embracing Radharani or the Gopi. He embracing the insignificant animal, calf. Therefore, he is all attractive. And when the calf goes to Krishna, this is described in the Krishna book, how all the cows and calves were so much, attached to Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Everyone is attached to Krishna. It doesn't matter whether he is human being, or plant, or trees, or water, or animal, or the land, or the flowers, or the fruits, whatever there is. They are all attracted to Krishna. So similarly, if we become attracted to Krishna, we are attracted to, actually we love Krishna, that is the fact. But we have forgotten it. We are under illusion. Just you analyze yourself. Why we love this body? It is very easy to understand. Because the soul is there. Does anybody love a dead body? Is there any instance? A dead body is loved and embraced and taken into the room and kept it. Nobody cares. Throw it. Or burn it. So, the body is not a lovable object. But because the soul is there within the body, therefore we love this body. This house, if it is vacant, nobody will come. But because there is Krishna, or because there are devotees of Krishna, so many people come. Not that this house is lovable. Similarly, we analyze. You love this body, you work so hard day and night to keep this body fit. Why? Because the proprietor of the body, soul, is there. Then the love transfers from body to the soul. Then why do you love the soul? Because it is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore you love the soul. So ultimately, the love goes to Krishna. This is natural feeling of love between Krishna or God and between living entities. But the Maya is interrupting the relation. It is called illusion. The process of illusion, the process of interruption is called illusion. Otherwise, every one of us, we love Krishna. Every one of us. You analyze. You see that ultimately goes to Krishna. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. The loving attitude of the living entity towards Krishna is Nitya Siddha. That is eternally fact. Not that we are this preaching Krishna consciousness movement, artificially we are creating some situation that a person may love Krishna. No, that is not fact. We are cleansing the process which has covered our Krishna bhakti. Savanadi suddha chitte karai udo. The love for Krishna is there automatically. Everyone loves. But it is now covered by Maya. So, Sabanadi Shuddha Chit. Just like when you become diseased, actually your position is, normal position is, that you can eat nicely, you can sleep nicely, you can talk nicely, that is healthy. But when you cannot eat nicely, when you cannot sleep nicely, you cannot have sex life nicely, you take the help of a physician. The physician helps you, not that artificially, he is creating some machine in you so that you can eat. The eating process is already there, you are competent to eat, but it has been disrupted by another influence, that is called Maya. Similarly, Krishna Bhakti or our love for Krishna is eternally fact. Somehow or other, it has been interrupted by the influence of Maya, and we have to cleanse this, or that the physician cures the disease. So this Maya, Maya means an illusion. Man, it is not a fact. Just like you cannot eat, this is not a fact. You can eat. But something has come between you and your healthy life, that is disease. So not to become Krishna conscious is disease. To become Krishna conscious is healthy. That is real health. Not to become Krishna conscious, to become a demon, that is disease. So our process is to cure the disease. Not that we are enforcing something by some artificial means. That is not possible. That is not possible. Otherwise, in the foreign countries, for Krishna there is no foreign country, because he is the proprietor everywhere. But people think that Krishna is a foreign name, and he is Indian, Indian god, like that. But actually that is not false. Just like you cannot say the sun, this is American sun, and this is Indian sun, or this is African sun. Sun is one. Similarly, God is one. There cannot be two gods, American god or Indian god or African god. God is one. But when God consciousness comes into awakening, then we can understand what is God. Therefore the Bhagavad it is said, Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhaved Grayam Indriyai. By our this diseased senses, blunt senses. Disease means blunt condition. So Atasya Krishna Namadi, simply I speak, Krishna is God, and you hear, it will not be appreciated. It will not be appreciated. Why Krishna God? You will make so many protests. But actually Krishna is God. So Krishna, Atasya Krishna now, not only Krishna, to accept Krishna as God, to hear about his name also, just like we are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna's name. So, this name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's entourage, Atasya Krishna Namadi. Namadi means beginning from name. Nam Adi. Adi means beginning. So, we can understand Krishna from the name. When name is perfectly chanted, then the form, the pastimes, the quality, and all other things in relation to Krishna becomes revealed. Atasya Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grayam Indriyai. But these blunt senses cannot appreciate what is Krishna. Then how it will be appreciated? Sevana Mukhihi Jivhado Sameva Spurastada. When we engage our tongue, Krishna consciousness begins from the tongue, not from the eyes. Some rascals want to see Krishna. they will see that Guru Maharaj. You see? Such rascals will see that so-called Krishna. But to see real Krishna, one has to purify the eyes, purify the senses. Not that anyone comes, I am Krishna and I can see and become perfect. No. Sevanamukhi. And how the senses will be purified? By sevanam, by rendering service. For many, many thousands of years, if one is engaged in the service of Krishna, then one day there is chance of understanding what is Krishna. Krishna is not so easy thing. Atasya Krishna namadi nabhavi grayam indriyai sevanamukhi hi jivhado. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam sahasresu kasti jadati siddhaya. Krishna saying, it's not so easy. Manushanam sahasresu, out of many millions of people, Manushanam sahasresu kasti jadati siddhaya. To siddha, to become siddha, is not that I go on doing all nonsense work, I become perfect man. No, no. Tapasa brahmacharyino, samino, dhamino va, tyagino, satya saucam va. This is a process. How to become perfect? The rascals cannot become perfect. These are the process. One has to undergo austerity, penance, brahmacharyino, completely cessation from sex life. Brahmacharyina. Not that any rascal doing everything and he has realized Krishna, he has seen Krishna. These are a rascal. Krishna is param pavitra, param brahma, param dhama, pavitram paramam bhava. So to go to Krishna, one requires to be perfectly purified. Just like without becoming fire, you cannot enter into fire. If your body is not fire, as soon as you enter fire, you will be burnt. But you take another fire and push into the fire, there is no reaction. There is no reaction. Just like to live within the water, you must have a particular type of body so that living within the water, you will not be infected. Just like a human being, if he artificially enters into the water, for few hours he can remain. That is also with great difficulty. He will feel bodily pain. But the fishes within the water, they are living very peacefully, happily for hundreds of years. So this is the real fact. You cannot enter into an atmosphere without being fit for living in that atmosphere. Is it very difficult to understand? Because they are going to the moon planet. Why they are coming back? Because there is no arrangement to make the body fit to live there. So God's creation is like that. You cannot by force enter into any atmosphere unless you become fit to live there. That is God's creation. By force you cannot live within water. By force the fish cannot live on the land. Then you'll die. Similarly, by force you cannot enter into the moon planet. Therefore they're frustrated. It is not possible. Similarly, without being Krishnaite, you cannot understand what is Krishna. You cannot associate with him. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. To become perfectly Krishnaite. As good as Krishna. That is purification. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam. Nirmalam means purification. Now we are samalam. We have got so many dirty things with us. So one has to become nirmalam. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam. First business is to become free from the designation. If you think yourself that I am American, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Indian, I am black, I am white. These are all designations. So sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. When you become transcendental to all designations, when you come to the platform to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, brahma bhuta prasannatma, then you become happy. So long we are with designations, we are not happy. To become designation less means feeling complete happiness. That is the test. If you simply artificially say that I am not identifying with this body, that is fact, but a real identification, no identification with the body will be realized when you don't feel pains and pleasure. Sarvapadhivinimuktam tatparatena ninmalam. Rishikena, when your senses will be purified in that way, without any designation, then you can begin devotional service. Sarvapadhivinimuktam tatparatena ninmalam. Rishikena, Rishikesa sevanam bhaksirucha. Rishik means the senses. Rishikesa. Rishikena, Rishikesa. Rishik means the senses. And Rishikesa. Rishika Isha. One who knows Sanskrit, the Sandhi. Rishikesa. Because Krishna is the master of the senses. So when our senses will be, Krishna is purified, the most pure, paramdham, parabrahma, paramdham, pubitram, paramam, transcendental, completely purified. So unless you are also completely purified, how you can touch Krishna? This is common sense reason. Therefore, Krishna realization is not so easy. You just train it. This is not the process. Then you shall sit down backside. And before the deity, it should not be done. From the childhood, it should be trained. You try to love Krishna, then everything will be perfect. Thank you.